Lucille Clifton back to Tucson, one of our most distinguished American poets. Born in Depew, New York, she was educated at Howard University and Fredonia State College. She's the author of 10 books of poetry, a family memoir titled Generations, and a series of some 20-plus miraculous books for children. Among her honors are the Shelley Memorial Prize, the Juniper Prize, 2 NEA Fellowships, the Coretta Scott King Award, and an Emmy Award from the American Academy of Television Arts and Sciences. She is the only poet to have 2 books in 1 year become finalists for the Pulitzer Prize. Those were Good Woman, Poems and a Memoir, 1969 to 1980, and Next, New Poems, both published in 1987. They were followed by Quilting, The Book of Light, and in 1996, The Terrible Stories. That last book was a finalist for the LA Times Book Award, the Lenore Marshall Prize, and the National Book Award, and came out last May in England. The voice of a poet is what convinces us to listen and hold on to the words of the poem. The sense of voice is much more than the simple physical sounds of speech. Once heard, poet John Haynes wrote, "The voice creates the environment of thought and feeling, which we come to accept and believe in as an unmistakable mark of the poet's work. Voice is something that can only be discovered in the act of living and working and nourished until it becomes as much a part of the person as an arm or leg." Whether she is exploring the legacy of slavery, the struggle of body and soul against illness, or the contradictory nature of our culture's most sacred stories, Clifton's voice is that of the human spirit finding its troubled way from darkness into light, a voice that mothers us right to the brink of redemption. Please welcome Lucille Clifton.
Thank you. Thank you very much.